Giants exec blasts ESPN's L. Duncan for mocking Daniel Jones after release. By Warner Todd Houston on November 22, 2024. The New York Giants have blasted ESPN's L. Duncan after she mocked player Daniel Yone for his statement upon leaving the team. On Thursday, Duncan read a statement to the press as the team's press conference opened, saying that it was his dream to have played with the Giants. "The opportunity to play for the New York Giants was truly a dream come true. I'm extremely grateful to the Mara and Tisch families for the chance to play here. The Giants are truly a first-class organization, and I have nothing but genuine respect and appreciation for the people who have built it and the people who carry on that tradition," he said. Duncan, though, found the statement mockworthy during her Taking the L segment on ESPN Sports Center. "We normally reserve Taking the L for Fridays, but Giants quarterback Daniel Jones just did something so inexplicable that we made an exception," Duncan said during the segment. After being benched this week, Jones took to the podium to say goodbye to the franchise and fans, but with, like, 7 games left in the season. Then she quipped, "I'm sorry, you have to write this down? Didn't you go to Duke? Do you guys think he had this saved in his notes since, like, 2020? In all seriousness, DJ, I could have saved you like 90 seconds. A rewrite, sorry you paid me $108 million for one playoff win. And I look forward to reviving my career as Brock Purdy's backup. The end," Duncan exclaimed. But after Duncan's ribbing, Giants senior vice president of communications Pat Hanlon took to social media to express his shock at the attack. "That an hashtag ESPN personality would mock Daniel Jones's statement today is mind-boggling. Given what has happened at that company over past few years, tone deaf," Hanlon wrote on X. "That an hashtag ESPN personality would mock Daniel Jones's statement today is mind-boggling. Given what has happened at that company over past few years, tone deaf." Pat Hanlon, at Giants Beth Hanlon, November 22, 2024. According to Stephen A. Smith, the Giants organization also contacted ESPN to take a potshot at Duncan. Stephen A. Smith claims that the Giants called ESPN execs to complain about L. Duncan mocking Daniel Jones. "Just a reminder, when it comes to the Giants, when you think you're at rock bottom, there's still a ways to go." pic.twitter.com/cjthp88ft1. Ethan, aka The People's Insider, hashtag the narrative, at EthanGSN, November 22, 2024. In the hours after her rant, Duncan became the object of much social media mocking as fans joined the backlash against her. "Just heard this woman L. Duncan from ESPN make fun of Daniel Jones's goodbye speech for seemingly no reason? Man worked his ass off for the Giants and is a great guy who was clearly hurting giving that speech. Absolutely classless take from it, L. Duncan esp." Westside, at Westside Sport 14, November 22, 2024. "At ESPN, I've been watching ESPN since its inception, and honestly, what L. Duncan did to Daniel Jones tonight on SportsCenter was the most pathetic and disrespectful moment I've witnessed from an anchor." Mitch David, at Mitch David 12, November 22, 2024. "Boy, L. Duncan sure thinks she's funny, but her cavalier mockery of Daniel Jones was classless and sophomoric. Stop trying to be the class clown. All you end up looking like is the clown. At ESPN at Giants hashtag NY Giants." Ross Mandel, at Alex Jones Phone, November 22, 2024. "The attacks apparently stung Duncan enough that she tried to respond and, on Friday, struck back at those claiming she was being disrespectful to Daniel Jones. L. Duncan responds to the backlash she's received. You want to call me disrespectful to Daniel Jones? Am I more disrespectful than the Giants making him a scout team safety? Am I more disrespectful than all of those same fans that are in my mentions right now who booed him? pic.twitter.com/g8ujlmp0fj. Awful Announcing, at Awful Announcing, November 22, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.